This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Miguel Sanchez of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up into a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and he believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Father John, Father Davis, Father Torres, all the deacons of the parish and all the staff of St. Matthew, happy Easter. Felices Pascuas. See, only few, let's see. Le Fong Sin Buive. Not many. Buona Pascua. Jujis Pasque. Feliz Pascua. Maligayan Pasco. Okay. Hueso Huego, hallelujah. Few, okay. And all the different languages that we share in our community. These are some of the few that some people have shared with me, some of the greetings for Easter. But our celebration of today, the resurrection of our Lord, is such a joyous time that it's good to see everybody together. And by the way, such a nice time also to see our kids serving, singing, reading, and doing all these things, because that means they bring their parents. Their parents bring them. So we're very happy to have you here. Bring them anytime. We're happy to have young families, to have so many people joining us for our celebration. The important thing of Easter, obviously, is to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, but it's also to recognize that God brings something else. But perhaps it wasn't the same celebration for those in the gospel. In the gospel, we hear how the disciples and Mary, they were running around because they couldn't understand what was going on. For them, they thought someone stole the body of Jesus. And even when they didn't connect that with the resurrection, they knew there was something, but they couldn't explain it. So that's why they were running around. 1990 years ago. This is when the disciples were looking for the body of Jesus. They were all distressed. They were all figuring out what was going on. Even after Jesus told them that he was going to resurrect after 3 days, they were still in awe. But what for them became a source of fear and tremble in the beginning, meaning the empty tomb, soon it became a symbol of hope. It became a symbol of the resurrection. And it should be the same thing for us, so much so that a lot of the times you see in the churches an empty tomb to celebrate Easter. We share texts, we send an empty tomb, happy Easter. We post on our social media. We do all these things because the symbol of the empty tomb, it's closely related to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the same way that the cross is related to our redemption. But what we want to do with that empty tomb is to celebrate, obviously with our families, and to celebrate, perhaps with candy, all the things that we couldn't eat after all those times of Easter when we refrain ourselves from eating things that we like. Now today we can eat it because we're celebrating. But it should also move us in our faith to stay connected to Christ, to recognize all the things that Christ have done for us. The empty tomb has behind the crucifixion. And so without the crucifixion, we would not have the empty tomb. And with all those sacrifices, Christ brought to us salvation and happiness. And that's why we celebrate today. May the empty tomb lead us all to cherish our faith in the greatest way. It is not just an opportunity, once again, to eat those things, but it's an opportunity to reflect on the true food of life, the Eucharist. May the empty tomb also help us to stay connected with God in the community, in the various communities here, through the different actions in the liturgy and through the different activities in our parish. May we also learn to be faithful to Him at all times, and may we always receive His abundant blessings in our lives.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.